Public Option RIP. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president is apparently not going to insist on a public option in the final health insurance bill because, as Senator Richard Shelby said, Americans like the insurance they have now.
The American people are basically satisfied with their health insurance. They know it could be improved, but they don't want a government-run program.
So that means the way the health compromise is shaping up now is everybody would be eligible for private insurance, and if you can't afford what the private companies want you to pay, the government will give you a handout, but beyond that, no direct government competition. And the way we'll control costs so that those government handouts to private insurers don't get too expensive is, well, no public option means no government competition, so costs would be controlled by the same kind of private competition that we have now. Except you're saying, Dave, that means we'll continue to have the most expensive health care in the world. Well, not necessarily. Remember what killed the public option? Was pressure from ordinary Americans at town hall meetings. So, if the private insurers dare to start gouging people, the next time their CEOs hold town hall meetings, angry grassroots customers will force them to lower premiums. Grassroots organizations will confront these private CEOs the way they confronted members of Congress, packing the room, chanting, "Just say no," warning them that either they keep health insurance affordable or we will keep paying whatever they say, but we won't be happy about it. Take that. Or something equally terrifying. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.